The word dream is a powerful thing. Dreams are a succession of images, thoughts, or emotions passing through the mind during sleep. And I've read many things on the subject of dreams. They say that if you dream good dreams, it actually means you're sleeping well. You're in a deep sleep. And then we know about nightmares. There's different signs for nightmares. I don't know what the death was. I saw bad dreams as one sign. I saw this new one. They said nightmare. I saw that sign. I've never seen that. I saw it on Google the other day. But bad dreams, we'll call it, all right? That's the way the deaf have solved that problem. But this world's full of nightmares, bad dreams. And today I want to encourage us, because the Bible has dreamers. You understand that? Amen. But here's the deal. Here's the problem. I think here's the reason why we've lost so many dreamers, biblically or Christian-wise, because we expect, as Disney's taught, for you to have a dream, and then the very next month you're supposed to get that dream to happen. Remember when God came to Abraham and said, you will have a son? He didn't tell him when. He just told him, you're going to have a son. Abraham was like, okay. His wife was older, well past her, the Bible says, her ability to have babies, and she was an older lady, but God worked it out. But Abraham got impatient, and because of impatience, we've seen many nightmares throughout history because of that. Joseph was a dreamer. He had some odd dreams. Dreams about stars and the moon and the sun. Dreams about wheat shafts and bundles. And his brothers mocked him. And we know that Joseph's, those dreams didn't come true till years later. After possibly 17 years of prison time. Being put in prison when he was innocent. And Joseph felt abandoned and probably sometimes even forgot about those dreams. But God did not forget. And Joseph ends up saving his people, including his own dad and brothers and their families, because he was a dreamer. Daniel was a dreamer. Daniel had dreams and visions, and his dreams and visions are things that are exciting, things to talk about, things worthy to teach and preach about. And as you study through the Bible, I am convinced that Jesus Christ himself was a man of dreams and visions. Now, for some of you that might be nervous about the word dream, well, fine, let's read another verse that's very familiar in the Bible. It's Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 18. The Bible says this. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Vision is a similar terminology as dreams. A vision means a sight or an oracle, or the third definition is the word dream. Last week as I was driving, I was doing a little driving, I was listening to some podcasts, and I listened to a 30-minute interview with Elon Musk. Elon Musk, at this current moment, is the wealthiest man on the planet. SpaceX and Tesla and all that stuff. And many of you aren't aware that Elon Musk started, he has a rags-to-riches story. He started in a one-office room pull-out couch bed with his brother, and they worked full-time jobs all day, and all night long they would code on one computer. They would take turns coding. And several times in his dream of being successful and building things that people never dreamed could be built, he almost lost everything. Several times he even said, I had to choose between two or three babies. I had this one draining my money and this one draining my money, different companies. I don't have time to explain it all to you. And he said, I finally decided, no matter what happens, I will just keep on dreaming. And several weeks ago, I listened to one of his assistants speak about Elon Musk and what makes him so driven and why he works. He says 16 to 18 hours a day. And when they asked his assistant, he said, Elon Musk will not be satisfied until man goes to Mars. That's his dream. I got news for Elon Musk. I'll be glad to tell you all about Mars when the rapture happens. Somebody say amen right there. I'll be able to go to Mars and put my feet on there on Mars someday. But I thought about how, isn't it amazing that these men, these ladies have dreams and dreams and dreams. And I'm not asking us or challenging us today to dream about being wealthy. There's nothing wrong with that. But rather, how about this? Dreaming about your children. Having a vision for your children. By the way, if we don't, the devil will. Having a dream or a vision for our country. I still believe with all my heart, God could do a miraculous revival in these United States of America. Maybe it won't be as big or nationwide as we've had in the past, but I believe God can do something here or there or somewhere, and I want to be there when it happens. Today I challenge all of us to dream, to live out dreams, because as you consistently dream and as you consistently pray, and by the way, God gives you dreams and gives you visions like he did Joseph, like he did for Daniel, like he did for his own son, Jesus Christ, like he did for the Apostle Paul. As we consistently dream and vision on these things, we start to see things come to fruition. I like the word fruition. It means to come to completion, to have closure, to have something come to an end. And may I say to you, on your journey from the first dream to fruition, make sure that we are a grateful people, thanking God for every step of the way, for every tear, for every laughter, for every heartbreak, for every joy, for every sorrow, for every gladness, whatever it is. Sometimes you're on the mountaintop, sometimes you're in the valley, but hang on to those dreams, hang on to those prayer requests, hang on to those visions, and never give up, because God is not in the giving up business. When they asked Elon Musk one more question, I'll be done with him. They said, at any time did you think about giving up? And his facial expression said it all. Because if you know anything about Elon Musk, he's not a very expressive person. He immediately went, never. I will never give up on my dreams. Christian, I call you to be a dreamer. The world may say, ha, look at this dreamer coming again. Hey, your pastor's a big-time dreamer. You know how people say this phrase sometimes, I never dreamed this day would come? Well, today I'm here to tell you, I did dream this day would come. I did. I dreamed this. I thought it was going to be up there, but it's here. God's got a sense of humor. I dreamed it. But you know why? Not because of me, because God put that in my heart a long time ago. And man, my wife has heard me vent sometimes. Man, God, when are we going to get it? God knew, but it's there. It's come to fruition, church. It's proof that God is able. And as we hear the testimonies and we hear about different missionaries and preachers, and you go to the Heartland Conference church planning, and my aunt and uncle that are missionaries that are coming soon, they'll be here in the month of June, and you think about all the stories you hear and the testimonies, how God blesses and God provides and how God meets needs. You know what God loves? He loves people that have vision and drive and dreams for the children, the grandchildren, for their employment, for their families, for the churches. And God says, keep them coming, because God wants to bless those dreams and make them come true. I often ask God in my prayer time, God, give me dreams so big they scare me, yet excite you. Because as big a dream as I can possibly dream, God can still yawn at that and say, that's nothing for me. Number one, go ahead and dream. Go ahead and dream. Proverbs 29, verse 18 again, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Hey, go ahead and dream. Go ahead and have vision. Right now, if you have a lost loved one, dream they're going to get saved. See it happen. Wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and say, God, I'm ready for that phone call. I'm ready for that text message. I'm ready for them to inform me that somebody's going to get saved. And Sam is saved. He came back today. Good to see Sam here. Brother Andy had a burden for him. He told me several weeks ago he believed he was going to get saved, and he got saved last Sunday on Mother's Day. On Mother's Day, he got a Heavenly Father, praise God. And see those things happen. This summer, as I get ready to travel and preach at these camps and conferences, I see teenagers getting saved. I see souls getting right with God. I see a marriage is restored. I see God working. Why? Why, somebody tell me, should we not dream like that? We've been just bombarded with all the negativity and all the horrible things. And look who's in the White House. And look at gas prices. And look at this. And look at that. Let me tell you something today. Look at God. Look at God. And he's on his throne. He's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's not nervous. Gas prices mean nothing to God. COVID means nothing to God. He's in control. He is the King of everything. Trust him today. Go ahead and dream, number one. Number two, I love this one. Dreams can save people from nightmares. You see, for every nightmare somebody's having out there right now, a dreamer can change their life. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 15, I want you to see this verse. Go there, turn there. Now, Joseph, I love to read that passage. I never read about Joseph's reuniting with his brother without weeping. I can't imagine how Joseph felt. Now remember, the Bible says his brothers did not recognize him. I believe Joseph had been going to the Egyptian tanning bed for a long time. Maybe had a little liposuction, Botox, plastic surgery. Joseph looked different. His outfit was different. Again, he'd been to the tanning bed. Joseph stands there and they bring his brothers into him. And the Bible says, watch this, the Bible says in previous chapters that the brothers didn't even know, and Joseph just had to leave the room and refrain himself because he couldn't believe his dreams were coming true. And then we know the story about how he snuck a silver cup in his brother Benjamin's sack, and two brothers had to come back and stay with him, and his father was almost going to die if Benjamin didn't come home, and the chaos that ensued. And Joseph did play with their minds a little bit, okay? But can I be honest? He had the right to do that a little bit. I mean, his brothers did throw him in a ditch. How many of you think, all in favor that Joseph gets a break for that? Say aye, amen. All right, I agree. His brothers deserved a little bit of persecution for what they did to him. But I love verse 45 and verse 15. The Bible says, moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them after that his brethren talked with him. When he revealed himself to them, he understood that false accusation, his coat being torn in many pieces, his brothers lying and telling his father he was devoured by a wild animal, and all those years of prison, false imprisonment and innocence, he understood at this moment as he stood before his brothers, this is why God had me do this. My brothers are saved. And the Bible goes on and tells us he has the sweetest reunion, and one of the sweetest reunions in the Bible, when his father's brought to him and he's able to hug on his father and see his father again. What happened? What made Joseph different than all his brothers? Instead of criticizing the dreamers, he dreamed and he dreamed and he dreamed and he had vision and he didn't give up. I think about this world today and our neighbors and our coworkers. Their life is a nightmare. They're almost afraid to live. Suicide's an all-time high. Depression is horrible. And they have no hope. But God can raise up some dreamers. And we can bring the gospel to this world full of no hope. Their frustrations, their loneliness, their discouragement, their nervousness. I mean, the world is an interesting place right now. There's chaos. World War III is being talked about all the time. The end of the world is lurking about. We live in interesting days, church. But as you and me as Christians today, we have no reason to fear. We don't have to have nightmares. Rather, we can dream about a trumpet sounding soon and Jesus coming to call his bride home. And oh, what a day that will be. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Praise God, it's coming. Praise God, it's going to happen. But until then, you and I have the blessed honor and opportunity and privilege to change somebody's life. And tell him, I know somebody that'll trade your bad dreams and nightmares for good dreams, and his name is Jesus Christ. I want you to take your Bible and turn to John chapter 14 real quickly. Number three. Number one, go ahead and dream. Number two, dreams can save people from nightmares. Number three, Jesus was a dreamer. Jesus was a dreamer. My family's at a different stage right now, man. Any given week, we're all going different directions, man. I mean, my kids are getting older, and we have three cars, and we're about to get a fourth one because we have five drivers now. When Clara becomes a driver, I'm done. The time's changing, right? But you know what I love? You know what I just love? My favorite time, Brother Coons, now the older I get, is when the six of us are together. And we got plans to do that tomorrow night to celebrate my daughter's graduation from college. And six of us are just going to drive away for a few hours, somewhere a little bit remote, and have a big meal to celebrate her graduation. And you know what I do those times? I just savor those moments. I don't care if I talk. I don't care if I say anything. I just love to listen. And by the way, when you get around the two older, dignity girls, there's no room to talk anyway. You almost have to raise your hand like school again. Can I speak? Grant, Claire, Janelle, is it true? My line? Come on, somebody say an amen right there. Grant, Sam, say amen right there. Come on. Watch him see. Amen. Amen, he agrees. Claire, you want to too? Go ahead, Sam, say amen. Amen. All right. But I think oftentimes how excited Jesus is of what he says here. You can almost hear it in his voice in John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Watch what he says here. Look at this. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Watch this. In my Father's house are many mansions. Look what he says. If it were not so, I would have told you, I, Jesus, go to prepare a place for you. There's several interpretations of what that verse means. Some believe it means he's actually going to go help build the mansions for us. And if he's taking orders, I don't care how big mine is. I want a big saltwater body in the back with golden sharks and dolphins all over the place that I can swim with for all eternity. That's all I want. With a sign that says no fishing allowed. Only snorkelers and scuba divers. Sorry, Brother Bussy. But really, I think he's also saying, I go to prepare a place for you, I'm going to the cross. And 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. I often wonder, as I've asked Jesus one time, I've asked him this many times, because people go through tough times in life. I've asked the Lord, Lord, how, humanly speaking, how did you make it through the cross? And I asked him that. He was silent for a long time. And one day, I felt like he just spoke to my heart gently, this beautiful phrase. He said, Randy, the reason I made it through the cross is because I knew that the nightmare of Calvary was when he followed up with a beautiful dream of the resurrection. Whew. You understand today that Jesus is so excited for you and me to be with him for all eternity. Here's what the Bible says, that he will come and receive us to him. Isn't it amazing? We receive him for salvation, but one day he's going to receive us. And Jesus is dreaming about that day. In fact, they're going to have a huge feast on that day. And you'll be able to eat whatever you want with no calories. I mean, you can, and I'm sure there's going to be fried chicken over there and prime rib. There may even be some pork chops. I don't know. The saved Jews don't have to eat it. We can eat it. Amen. Right? But that day is coming. And we forget that God gets excited about it. There is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repented. What's that talking about? God says, I knew he was going to get saved. I knew she was going to get saved. God dreams about it. God envisions it. And God makes it happen. Right. So dream. Number four, and I'm done. Dream and dream. And be thankful and thankful when the dreams come to fruition. I know that's a long statement. Thank you, Piper. That's perfect. Thank you, Brother Brad. Dream and dream, and be thankful and thankful when the dreams do come to fruition. Last January on a Wednesday night, we had bad weather. And I think most of you watched online, and Piper came in because he has a GMC truck that he's very proud of. He said, notice the Fords didn't make it, but the GMC made it that night. Right, Piper? And on that freezing night, we stood in the parking lot, and he got a drone out and took this aerial view of Bible Baptist Church. Look at that. Brother Kuntz spoke on the phone just the other day with John Reichard. He pastored this church from 1980 to 1990, is that right? Somewhere in there. 10 years. That man is the reason we have this location. God used him to move out here, and many of you are newer here. We didn't have Chili's and Lowe's and all that stuff even when I got here. They didn't have this highway, right, Brother Kuntz? They bought this property, and they built a small building. Brother Reichard had a dream. He had a vision. And boy, he reached a lot of people. I still meet people every once in a while that say, yeah, I went to Bible Baptist Church years ago, and there's a guy named, he started with an R. I said, Brother Reichard? Yeah, that was my pastor. His bus picked me up, and I got saved. Every once in a while, they ask if Brother George is still alive, and I said, yeah, he's. They say, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. They remember Brother George from the bus ministry and bringing him to church and all the difference he's made in people's lives just because they've been faithful. We're going to try to maybe bring Brother Reichard here this fall and see if he can come be a part of this. Because God blesses dreamers. And when God gives you the answer to those dreams and God makes them come to fruition, never forget to stop and say, God, thank you. I can't give him money. It doesn't impress him. I can give him my time and love. I mean, God does command those things. You know what God loves more than anything according to the Bible? A people of praise and thanksgiving. And when you dream and you have visions and you see God do miraculous things, turn around and understand that. Look at this. Where we're sitting today, what we're about to see over there, all this here. Listen, look at this church. You ready? It's a miracle. It's a miracle of God. And I believe more miracles are coming. Financially, spiritually, revival-wise, I believe it. And if you don't believe it, I feel bad for you. If you don't dream it, I'm sorry for you. If you want to be one of those critics, help yourself. But don't mind me. I'm going to keep on dreaming. I still feel like that 22-year-old boy who had no clue what he was doing, who's dreaming big. Why? Because God is big. God's abilities are big. God is able to do more in 1 minute than I can do in 5,000 lifetimes. He is God. And dream, and vision, and then thank him, and watch God bring things to fruition. What a God we serve today. I want to close with a poem. Really jump up. Today, church, I ask you to dream for revival. Dream with prayers answered. Dream for your children. Dream for your grandchildren. Dream for future generations. Dream for your wife, your husband, and then be thankful, thankful, and thankful. Titles, go ahead and dream. Dreams, they say, are just for make-believe. I beg to differ. I hope this you will receive. Dreams can shape the world and help us all. Dreams are crying out for somebody to answer their call. The Bible is full of dreamers. Just read and see. They saw miracles, helped multitudes, and loved unconditionally. Their dreams were dreams to benefit another. Didn't matter if it was for sister or brother. Go ahead and dream, I say. Dream as big as you can, because they'll come true and place in God's hand. God loves dreamers. He wishes there were so many, many more, so he could bless each dream from shore to shore. So what is holding us back? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Listen here, listen now. This is what dreams are all about. Dreams will get us out of our comfort zones of life. Dreams can deliver many from their sins and strife. Dreams can change the hardest of situations. Dreams can bring about miraculous congratulations. Sit down, critic, and see what can take place when a dreamer seeks and seeks out as God's dear face. So go ahead and dream and say thank you and thank you as God echoes from heaven, "My dreamer, we have more to do." Amen. Dream. Dream. Had your bowed eyes are closed. Thank you for listening so well.
Freedom's calling, chains are falling, hope is dawning, bright. Day is breaking, night is waking, God is making all things new, Jesus says.
Hear the heart of heaven beating, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, and the hush of mercy breathing, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sky alive with praise, melting darkness in his name.
afraid of failing if you move on from here. The road ahead is steep, but you're not giving up, 'cause God's about to take you to a brand new place of trust. Take a step of faith. It's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. Doubts behind and let God make you brave, 'cause he has gone before you and he's already made the way. Take a step of faith. It's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. Hide your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friend, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb. The victory ahead. That mountain's not too high.